have one. It's Minnie Scarlett. You're listening to Something About Minnie. If that theme song invoked some sort of like crazy nostalgia for you, I think we could be friends. And if not, I'll think about it if you like Drake. What about you? So I have a guest today, my friend
Jay. What's up, everybody?
Are you a Degrassi fan?
I've never watched Degrassi in my life. I maybe caught it like a scene when my sister was watching it in the living room one day.
Okay, a likely story. But okay, so what did you think about like the Degrassi reunion from like your point of view, since you don't actually like you don't have the nostalgic aspect of it, you know? Yeah, what I mean,
I didn't know who any of the people were besides Drake.
Okay.
And I thought the two were the drug dealers.
Yeah, Jay, yeah. And Silent Bob.
They gave me like Cheech and Chong like vibes.
Do you know who they are?
No, I just knew.
Oh, okay. So Jay and Silent Bob, like have you ever heard of them? They like are their own little franchise. They have like they kind of are Cheech and Chong-ish.
Then I may have seen them before.
Yeah, they're like they smoke weed. One of them doesn't talk. They have a little duo thing, and they're Canadian, and they're like genuine fans of Degrassi, which I think is
okay.
Really
nice. So they weren't part of the show.
They were on it, but I think it's because they probably grew up with the original. Because for everyone listening who doesn't fuck with Degrassi, it was a show a long ass time ago in like the 80s, and it was just like a Saved by the Bell type thing. And then
that's something I did watch.
You watched Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
I didn't have cable.
Okay.
And then while I was at my grandmother's house, I was like the only cable I could watch in the morning before school.
Is it American?
Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume so.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to say that Degrassi was the Canadian Saved by the Bell. It was, you know, the same kind of premise or whatever. And, you know, things happened or whatever in it. But it was never like crazy. It was serious, but, you know, it was like a teen drama thing. And then they had Degrassi The Next Generation, which is the one that
Drake
was in. So before there was Drake, there was Aubrey Graham, there was Jimmy.
I know Wheelchair Jimmy.
That was even later, you know what I mean? Like, he started off, I mean, it was kind of racist because, like, in the beginning, everyone is just, like, singing or, like, walking or just doing something normal. And they're like, hey, Jimmy, here, why don't you shoot a basket? how about that? So there's that. And then, so he was, like, part of, like, the OG cast is what I like to call them, because they were, like...
But technically, they're not OG. They're the new generation.
Yeah, they're the OG Next Generation. It's kind of like Teen Mom.
It's like Teen Titans.
Where there's like hella different levels and tiers. There's like 16 and pregnant, Teen Mom, Teen Mom 2, Teen Mom 1, Young and Pregnant. You know, it goes on and on. But anyway. So he was part of the Next Generation OG cast, if you will. And then for the reunion, he wakes up in... Did you watch it?
I watched it. He woke up in the bed. I actually thought he was going to be paralyzed because he looked kind of like... He couldn't move or something.
And you know what? I think he did that on purpose because in the show, he gets shot and he gets paralyzed from the waist down. About. So that's Wheelchair Jimmy. And something that I want to talk about a little bit is who picked the people who were going to be in the video or not. Because I don't think that they... Well, at first I thought they must have just kind of reached out to everybody and then whoever could have come came.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there were random people there that weren't part of the OG family, I feel like. And also Sean, this is very... Like, the guy who stabs or shoots Jimmy.
Yeah, that's Drake. The white guy who was getting chased down the hallway
exactly.
by the thugs.
That's like if you jump to Drake. Not if you jump to Jimmy.
It's the OVO crew, so yeah. We're coming back for you.
So that was funny. So they brought even... Okay, but that means Rick was dead. They brought him back to get jumped.
Wait. If Drake can walk, why were they even trying to jump him? So it's like, how are you going to have one but not the other?
Many inconsistencies. The continuity is not... It's not on point with this. So my question is, Drake, if you could walk, I get it. There's things. There's, you know, medical miracles or whatever the
money,
fuck.
He was able to get some new doctors.
Yeah, whatever. He got new legs. Whatever. No big deal. And then Terry's not in a coma. She's looking good. She's awake. She
Well, back to, wait, the guy who shot Drake, he didn't go to jail or nothing?
He died.
So he's back alive.
He avenged. So let me tell you the background on Rick. Rick also was the asshole who put Terry, another character, part of the OG crew, in the hospital and in a coma. So she got written off the show because he like pushed her and her head hit a rock. And then she was like in a coma.
So he killed her and shot
essentially,
Drake.
Yes. But he was still there to get jumped. So don't get me wrong. That was probably one of my favorite parts of it. But, you know, you don't have to stay dead is what I'm saying. But why is Sean not there? Sean being the guy who kills Rick and avenges you, Drake. So I'm just wondering.
The hero can't come to the music video?
I'm just wondering. And, you know, it was sad because I watched like his Instagram live. So the guy who plays Sean is named Daniel Clark. So I went on his Instagram to check it out, see what's going on. And obviously everyone's like, why weren't you in the video? Like, you're part of the, you know, like, what the fuck? And he said he went on Instagram live, was very civil about it, but it was hilarious. He was like outside in like a jean thing with like a white t-shirt and had his hand in his pocket. He looked like Sean, like in, he had his Degrassi outfit on essentially.
He was ready for the music video.
He was ready. He was wishing.
Like, I'm just waiting by the phone, like, come on, Drake, you'll call me.
He was such a good sport though. He was like, I didn't know until I saw it, just like you guys.
Damn, they did him like that?
Yeah, they didn't even reach out to him. They did not even reach out to Sean.
It's like getting fired on your day off.
And it was so sad. But you could see he was like, you know, the good thing is it happened. It gave me a lot of nostalgia. It was really cute to see everyone together. He was, you know, but it,
he was hurt.
Of course. He was upset.
I would be too.
And his best friend in the show also said, the guy, actually his name's Jay, he tweeted something about it like, I'm upset. Because that's a song, okay? So if you don't like Drake, I don't know, if you're hiding under a rock, that's what the scene.
Do you think they had some like beef with Drake, like behind the scenes or something?
I honestly kind of was like wondering if that's what it was, because also the guy who plays JT, he gets killed, he gets stabbed, and he's part of the OG. Like everyone loved JT. He was a very popular character, and he gets stabbed, so he wasn't able to come to the shoot or whatever. And then when someone asked him,
in real life?
In the thing. So this is who I'm talking about. Like, you can't bring, you know, JT back to life. You can't bring Sean back to into the video, whatever. But I think earlier I said Sean died.
Yeah, I think you did.
Sorry, I'm smoking a blunt. But okay, no, I meant JT died and he couldn't bring him back. But when someone asked him on Instagram, like, hey, why isn't JT here? He replied, Drake replied and said, he thought it was spam. So that could be some bullshit, you know what I mean? Some like...
Wait, JT thought his invitation was spam?
Yes.
Oh.
So he didn't say that he didn't invite him or anything. Sean admitted that he didn't get called. And some other people didn't get called, too. I have a list, if y'all are interested.
What's the list?
Okay. So. Oh, man, I pretty much already talked. I can't believe I memorized all of this. But, yeah. No. Okay, so I guess Shanae Grimes, I think her name is. She was Darcy. She got called even, and I don't even think she's part of the OG cast to be called, but I think because she's doing stuff and is successful, they called her. But she's pregnant. She's like eight and a half months pregnant, so she can't actually even fly, I guess. So, but she looks hella happy on Instagram or whatever.
So she didn't go either.
No, she wasn't there, but I don't care that she wasn't there because she wasn't part of the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, come on. And then there was a dude I didn't even recognize. It was this very handsome black gentleman. And you're like, I would have remembered him. You guys. It was Connor. So Connor is like in between. He's not OG, but he's not like too new either. So he was in a weird part of his life. Like, he was probably, like, 12, 13, 14. Now he's, like, grown into himself and he doesn't have glasses anymore. He lost his old baby fat. He probably gained some weight but got taller, you know? And then, yeah. So I didn't even recognize this dude. I was like, who the fuck is... He looked like one of, like, just Drake's friends, you know? And then Liberty... Fuck, was Liberty even in it? I think she was, but it just reaffirmed that I don't really care for Liberty. She was the one that got pregnant. It was fucked up because her whole life she was, like, studying and stuff, and she was on the right track, and then she met JT, and they were a good pair. Then she got pregnant and was a single mom, and then he died. I don't know why they did that to her.
Was she black?
Damn. She was.
Hey, there you go.
Wow. That is so depressing to think about.
I thought Canada was a nice place. Why everybody getting stabbed and shot?
Just.
And then I was saved by the bell. None of this shit happened.
No, and there was, like, rape. There was an incredible. Oh, and then, like, Paige was in it and Emma was in it. Emma, like, she was always, like, you always knew she was going to be hella skinny forever or whatever. And she was, like, weird as fuck looking when she started because she was supposed to be kind of nerdy. And then as she got older, she started looking like a 90s bombshell. Like, she's real skinny. Now she has breast implants. And, like, she's real pretty. I like her a lot. But she definitely has, like, a certain look. And then her and Cassie Steele, who played Manny, she's, like, my favorite in the whole world, by the way. They did a bunch of hella cute stuff. And I'm glad they didn't do it too serious because, honestly, like, a lot of them can't dance, so I didn't want to watch it. But Cassie Steele is one of my favorite followers. Like, she's, like, the one I get starstruck about. Like, there's probably one that I get starstruck about, and it's her. So, and also I was curious about, like, is it supposed to be Drake or is it supposed to be Jimmy? Like, what did you feel about that? You know what I mean? Like,
it was Drake.
And
it was
then,
all Drake.
And so, from someone who doesn't know anything about Degrassi, what kind of, did it look cool? Was it interesting even?
I mean, like, honestly, I wouldn't watch it again.
Okay.
It's such a long video. Like, the song is cool and all, but I don't really care for the video because I didn't watch Degrassi, so
right.
I don't.
Right. So it rides on the nostalgia, and that's kind of what I was wondering because, like, you know, sometimes things have nostalgic things to them or, like, just one.
And I also feel like it was a play to get everybody away from the Pusha T.
Yes, how could we forget? Okay, because, like,
Drake finally caught his L.
Everyone was waiting for something, and then he, this is like his, my friend said this last time, he said it's get out of free card. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, so if he takes another L, then we're gonna, like, come on, Drake, what you doing?
Yeah, and then we're gonna remind him about, you know, all the things. But you know what I actually think, though? I don't think that Drake's gonna really retaliate in the way that...
I don't feel like he's not gonna retaliate anymore, because even Pusha T was like, look,
it's
I'm
over.
Done.
Yeah,
done with
I don't
the
give
beef.
A shit. Yeah, and I don't... What could they really say, you know? And to me, I feel like Drake is probably just gonna go ahead and address the big issues that were, like, thrown at him, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, he's
and
not. He's gonna do it in his Drake fashion and do
yeah,
it
and
all
his,
subliminal.
In his Drake fashion, of
He'll
course he
He'll do a subliminal.
Is.
We gotta figure it out, and everybody's gonna be...
But he's gonna Sherlock make it... Holmes he's gonna or... make it, like, an emotional, like... Oh, you had no idea how it was, like, getting so much money all of a sudden, and then blah, 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 my baby mama, blah, 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 and then everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, Drake goes through it.
But,
like,
he really don't.
I know, but I'm saying this is his game, you know? Like, I like Drake, don't get me
you
wrong.
You can't go
I
back
love...
to that. Drake has already phased out of that now. It's like, you can't go back to Marvin's Room, Drake.
He did. He tried with God's plan. And it worked.
Barely.
And it
That was in Marlon's room. Marvin's room. Marlon.
That sounds like a magician. Either a magician or Finding Nemo the dad.
No, he didn't go back to Marvin's room. That was like, look at me, I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm here for the community. It wasn't
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's true.
She left me. I don't
but
know
it,
what to do
But
with
it
myself.
Was specifically...
It upset... I can't go 50-50 with no hoe.
No,
I'm
yeah.
upset. That whole song is like, man, fuck thoughts. Let's.
He's so annoying.
I mean, for what is probably closest, but even then, it's not even.
But
him.
I like that it's specifically geared for women.
Yeah, it's like him like speaking in a woman's point of view, really. Like, or not really, but like just giving him the power to like you do your thing, you know.
But I feel like that's like an emotional maturity thing.
No, because that's now it's a marketing thing.
Now, I mean, of course it is, but
it's like,
but
let me ride.
We're already understanding that everything Drake does is a calculated marketing move, including the Degrassi reunion. But I'm saying like the intentions behind it is
to
that
make money and is, look good.
Well, yes,
public.
I know, but it's so that it looks like he has emotionally matured. He's not just sitting there crying now. He's like still emotional. He still is trying to put that out there that he's like, I'm soft and I understand and I'm compassionate, but it's like a different execution. Whereas like Marvin's Room was like, I'm hella sad and I don't like any of the guys in your life. And even Hotline Bling, actually that was very Drake. Hotline Bling, like, little bitch. Didn't you feel that way?
Not really. Like,
really?
That's still like
he's sitting there like, you're just going out with friends. I never.
But even Hotline Bling was so long ago though.
How long was it?
That was a while ago. Like, it's been like 2-3 albums maybe.
Feels like, recent.
I would Google it.
Feels recent.
I'll Google it right now.
Google it.
I'm telling you, shit came out a while ago.
I mean, yeah, probably. It does feel like a long time ago. A lot has happened since then. Yeah, it was fucking BET weekend just now.
It came out 2016.
Okay, so not that long ago.
On Views.
Not that long ago. Yeah, I remember this little graphic, what he was trying to do.
Oh, no, my bad. It was released July 31st, 2015.
Oh.
It was on the Views album, but I mean,
my apologies.
It's like 3 years ago.
Okay, well, he brought it back a little bit. You know what I mean? He wants to remind you he has multitudes. He's not one-dimensional.
I mean, all he does is just like steal other people's flows, and that's what he's on for right now.
That's true. You know,
I mean, so technically, he's not one-dimensional. I'll give you that.
I knew that he did that, well, look, and I didn't care.
Not to come off as a Drake hater.
No. I know you're not. Drake. You're not a hater. I know you're not a hater, you know? You don't skip it when I play Drake songs. But I'm just saying that I knew he was, like, he has ghostwriters. Like, I don't think he's a full-on writer or anything like that. Look, but it hurt me a little bit when I learned that his verse in that YG song was taken like word for word, and then he didn't like.
Which YG song? Oh, you're talking about
Who Do You Love? Oh, maybe? Yeah.
I mean, but even then, it was kind of like paying homage.
But he didn't.
I mean, if you knew, you knew.
Exactly, and you think Drake's fan base knew?
Well, that's their fault.
It would be different if it was somebody else who, like, you know what I mean, was like.
But I don't like nobody's stands because they're all like. They become idiots sometimes.
Okay, but that's like my point. Then they take it and they don't know where it came from and they're like, oh my god, Drake came up with, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Oh, Drake came up with, I go on and on. Oh, Drake came up with whatever his verse is in that song, you know? And I think that's why a lot of people don't.
I mean, he took Too Short stuff and they didn't even know that, and that was kind of a bigger song.
Yeah. Do you think so?
He did.
He did what?
He took Too Short's little cadence.
Oh, shit.
With the DJ Khaled?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And you're from the Bay.
Well, I don't know the song. I don't know the song. What are you talking about? Are you talking about I Go On and On, that song part? Oh, well, I just talked about that. I thought you were talking about something new. Yeah, no, I knew that. So he didn't ask Too Short if he could do that?
I'm pretty sure he did. Because I seen...
Do you think it made the song bigger? The original?
Probably for like people who didn't know about it. And they like, you know, you on YouTube and like, oh, they took this from Too Short. And you're like, who is Too Short?
Yeah.
But even then, when that song came out, when Khaled was in the Bay for his tour or whatever, he brought Too Short out for that song. So I'm pretty sure they had like...
Yeah, no, like I feel like that makes sense. But the reason why the is it called Who Do You Love?
Well, Who Do You Love is a whole different song.
But that's the song that I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
that he stole.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He took that, and then the artist who does the song was like, he was mad about it.
Oh, so he did.
So he was unhappy with the fact of it.
I didn't know about that.
But I don't know if it was like technically wrong or if he just didn't shout him out or like something like that. You know what I mean? Because if you buy it, then you could use it however.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if you
But I don't know what the agreement was. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people say, oh, you could have it for X amount if you A, B, and C.
But the thing is, if he didn't own his publishing, he probably didn't get paid. The publishing company did. So that's probably why he was mad.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. So, Drake, if you're listening, please let me know. I'm a little curious about how that works. And I'm curious what your opinion is on the Atlanta episode where they're at your house.
Oh, with the Drake, but we never see Drake.
Yeah, I'm curious. And then, like, who was there? Uncle? Dad? Cousin?
I forget. It was, I don't know. I thought they were going to have, like, a white Drake like they did the Justin Bieber episode, and it was a black Justin Bieber.
That would be fucking hilarious if it was white Drake. Oh, my God. That would be so funny. I mean, I think that would be funny. What do you think about his weird blackface thing that Pusha T put out? It's like old, kind of.
I'm not surprised.
Right. He was on Degrassi sets all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm not surprised. Like, Drake was like the when the white guys be like, I have a black friend. That was Drake.
Yeah. And it was, because even in the show they made it like that. They made him rap.
Yeah, they did all the cliche black shit.
Yeah, it was bad rap. It
like
was
the
like
single black
him.
Mother, the baby daddy dies.
Yeah, and
like,
then the guy that walks out with Drake in the beginning, and they're like, you know, all like with their new suits and shit, walking down the fucking whatever and riding in the car. That dude, Spinner, was like his little bestie, and they tried to rap. And I remember it was something so terrible. It was something like, fuck, I wish I could remember word for word right now, but it's like they say like, shut up girl, make my lunch or something at the
what?
End. Yes, if I could find, I wish so bad right now I could remember the words, because I used to know it because it was so bad. Okay, so what is this? Drake pays $100,000 to rap in Forte for ripping off Players Club lyrics on YG's. Okay, so he said ripping off, like, so that means it was something he did bad.
Yeah, so his label paid $100,000 to settle the...
Okay.
I guess they had a lawsuit.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that he settled it, but, like...
So, I guess you were right. I didn't know he stole the lyrics like
that.
Yeah,
and honestly, like, when I heard it, again, I was like, oh, like... It's not even like his own little twist, because at least when
word for word.
Yeah, because at least when it's like I go on and on, it switches up almost immediately.
I mean,
and then
he learned his lesson.
Yeah, and it switches up immediately. So you can't really say that he took that much. It's just like, you know what I mean? It was the vibe of it, and then it changes, and then the song sounds different, and he didn't really like continue the entire thing. He says like, what, I wonder how I last so long, and then that's like the last thing he says. And then I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. And then he immediately talks about Mac Dre. So I feel like that the Who Do You Love thing was like a completely different thing. But I didn't even find out about that till like...
He's probably cool with, like I said, Too Short. And he's paying homage to the Bay, you know, shouting out Mac Dre. So, you know, I felt like that was more of a...
Yeah. And I didn't... Yeah.
A group thing.
I didn't mind
like
that at
love.
All. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool that he did that, but... I think it's funny that they made Mr. Simpson in the video do the little verse of YOLO, like, and he said, what? He said, Jimmy.
But why'd they get the YOLO? Most cliche Drake song? Like,
for him to rap.
For him, like, that's the, like.
You already know that.
That's like, oh, you know, if you had your wife friend and their dad, you know, no.
Because
Drake
he's
is my
literally,
favorite song.
He's literally Emma's dad. You know the blonde girl that's sitting next to him in the bleachers? That's her dad.
See,
in
it's
the,
like so cliche.
In the thing. And he's the principal. So they had the principal smoking weed, buying weed off Jay and Silent Bob, and then like,
what kind of principal is this?
This is why it's cool.
Is that how he was in the show?
No.
Oh, so
this is
like,
why it's cool.
He was stuck up in the show.
He was just regular.
All regular.
You know what I mean? He was just a regular. He was like a dad. He was a teacher and
he's
a principal.
Chill.
Yeah, he's chill.
But now he's buying drugs off of.
But I think at some point he had cancer, so maybe he tried it then. And who knows, maybe that was the beginning and it spiraled.
Well, then again, you know, weed is legal in Canada, so.
Is it?
Yeah, they just legalized it in Canada, so.
All
I mean,
of,
do your
all
thing.
Of it?
All of Canada.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess he's doing his thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, that's cool.
It's legal, so I can't, no judgment passed.
Right, no. I mean, regardless, no judgment passed.
No,
but.
I mean, honestly, my principles would smoke like that back when I was school. Probably wouldn't have been as much trouble as I was back then.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't start, yeah, honestly, I didn't start smoking until like, I was like maybe 18, and I would do it to go to sleep, and then eventually it just became a thing. Just became regular. But I remember it was like bomb chocolates. It was like B-H-O-M-B. I'll have
well,
to look
I mean,
that brand up.
You guys
up
did have good weed. I was not in.
I had great weed.
I wasn't on the West Coast, that's for sure.
But
was
the
in
first.
The South.
The
dirt,
first.
Mexican brick weed that's hard. You cut it with a knife.
When I went to the South, I couldn't even find weed. Someone offered me spice.
Oh, yeah.
And it was humid.
Yep.
It was
sticky.
Like weird as everything was terrible.
Hey,
and I was not trying
best
to do
food
that
in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like really grubbing. And when I was out there, I was like, I can't stop eating Asian, Cajun, Southern.
Now you know why there's a bunch of fat people in Texas.
I probably would. Well, I don't know, actually, because my metabolism adjusts very easily.
You had to catch up with you.
Let's try it.
No.
No.
You don't want to get you fat.
I wouldn't get fat. I would work out while I ate.
You'll work out.
I will eat a rib and I will work out.
All right.
A rib a day.
A rib
a
day.
Workout day.
Keeps the doctor away.
Exactly. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else I fucking want to say. I was confused as to why the song had literally nothing to do with the video.
It's a marketing play to avoid the whole beef.
That I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but, you know, if I'm trying to be, not think about it like that, there's no other logical reason. So it's obvious what it was.
The song has nothing to do with the whole, you know, music video.
Who shot up the school at the end? You know, yeah. See, look at my. Who shot up the school at the end? You know, like I'm just confused. I would have loved if the guy who stabbed JT.
But the school didn't get shot up. Did you? I thought it just caught on fire.
Something weird happened. I remember hearing like loud noises, or some shit.
I think those were fireworks.
Okay. Well, maybe they were fucking fireworks.
I don't
fucking know.
Honestly,
okay?
I've only watched the video one time.
I watched it multiple times and I had a lot to say about it. And then it got deleted. So, excuse me if
I
skimmed
like,
a lot. Yeah, excuse
me. I'm upset.
That's the song. This is a cover.
I'm upset.
What's the amount that he feels is disrespect?
50,000.
I feel like that's okay.
I mean, but if you were, I mean, how much you made the other year? Like 90 million?
Yeah, that's true. Drake is fucking rich as hell, you guys.
You see his house that he built at fucking a college campus?
Drake is rich as hell. You know, in his fucking God's Plan video, there was like hella credits. I'm like, it was filmed on a fucking handy cam or some shit, like a handheld camera. Yes, it was. Look at it.
That's what they want you to believe.
Okay, but then that's stupid as hell that
they
spent that much money
to
do that.
Some red cameras.
Yeah, okay, but whatever. Reds still aren't even that even big of a deal. And that's too heavy to walk around with.
No, they have smaller reds.
The ones for the fans?
They're like this big.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever use feathers when you're doing a fan, you guys, because one time during a music video, the feathers got sucked into the red.
Game over.
Game over, and that's a lot of money. But he had a $1 million. Did he have insurance on it? I don't know. None of my business. It wasn't my red.
The starting price, I think, is like $20,000-$30,000 for the cheaper end. So.
Okay, so I want your opinion on the Twitter, the internet thing of the replying if you want. You know, there's like the girl boy thing going on, like, hey, can I come over if you want?
Oh.
What do you feel about that?
Well, you tell me.
I'm asking all the boys I know.
Tell me your premise. I don't know that many boys.
Well, okay. So for me, I mean, the thing is, it's hard for me. I give the most Libra answer in the whole world. It depends so much on the person and like how your communication is. But I also understand like why women have in general taken that as kind of an indifference, and that they want more clear communication, because in most instances, not all guys obviously, but a lot of guys communicate so weird.
You guys don't know what you want.
No, it's not that we don't know it what you want, because there's been a few times that I've even my own guy friends talking about other girls will say like, oh, I only kind of invited her, like I told her if she wants, but she still came, and that was like,
well, I mean, he implying he still that wanted desperate. Her to come.
No,
I feel like did not want her to come at all, like if she was a ooga booga and she was like, can I come over? He's not going to be like, I mean, if you want, he's not even going to respond back to it, you know?
But sometimes it's not.
Deep down, he was like, I'm still going to get some ass. So, I mean, fuck it. If you want. Like, he's not tripping if she doesn't come, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, he's like, okay, I'm not still.
I don't feel like, but sometimes guys just aren't clear in general about what they mean. So they say if you want, hoping that you're not going to, and then if you do, then they judge you on it. Not all guys, again, and I don't fuck with guys like that because I just don't, but I've seen it multiple times in guys that are my friends.
For real?
Yeah.
I mean, all my friends are kind of like, cut dry, like.
Yeah, you should, and that's important. That's something that I really value, is like transparency and just kind of like letting people know what the fuck is up, because that kind of communication problem, I don't ever want to have.
I
mean, that be,
if I want you to come to my house, I'm not finna be like, I mean, if you want, I'd be mad that you're here, like I'm be like, man, what the, you know, like, right. Damn, she's here, fuck.
Yeah,
now
but
I figure out some shit to get up out of here.
But I literally have seen that when people have been like, oh yeah, well, I was just like, you know, real obvious about it, like, well, if you want, and she still came, you know what I mean?
I
like
mean,
people
y'all do,
really think
y'all
that
y'all do y'all little curve things with your little, oh okay, laugh out loud, huh, you know, like you're talking to me, some dudes might take that as, oh, she's still responding back
exactly.
to me.
Exactly, that's your, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what. So do you see what I mean?
I kind of see what you mean.
Because it can mean different things. And just because you're not like that doesn't mean that this girl might not have experiences. And honestly, it does go both ways. It doesn't mean that they haven't had experiences.
Why do girls keep entertaining dudes if they really don't like them? Like, why is a dude texting you and then you're giving them dry responses, but you're still giving them responses?
No, I understand that for sure. I only really do that if there's like, a reason,
if there's something you can get out of it.
Not even that, just like if there's somebody that I don't necessarily want them to think that I'm being mad at them or something like that. But if I really have no intention of talking to you, I'm
so you
not
still get something
that
out of it. You get their,
like, what
their view on you, that's what you care about. Just like the dudes, like, if you want, I mean, they still care about, like I said,
no, it seems like it's like the, it's like the opposite of caring, because if you cared, you would want to have integrity. You know what I mean? You would want to make yourself look good, not just like, oh, if you want. That sounds like, oh, I don't know, are you going to be fucking scratching your balls on the couch? Like, if you want, like, I don't know. If you want me to, then yes, I would love to.
I mean,
to
but
go.
If you told the dude that, he's for sure taking that as a yes. Like, oh yeah, I'm coming through. She's like, if you want, you know. Because we look at that as maybe like, she's like, she may be shy. She doesn't want to come out with it fully.
Yeah.
So
no, and I get that. But I think that's a huge part of why it is like a girl-boy thing. Like,
what if the
not
dude is
in
shy?
General. That happens too. And I like, I'm saying just in general, yeah. There's always exceptions to the rules. Like, there's a lot of exceptions to the rules. Like, nothing I do really is generally, like, by the rule, quote unquote. But I do feel like, you know, guys are a little more comfortable, like, being more forward and stuff like that. Whereas girls, I feel like, get scared of being called crazy or don't want to, like, you know what I mean? Be too clingy or, like, whatever. So, that's why I think that girls feel that way. But at the same time, I don't really hang out with people that, like, I feel super confused on their,
what they want.
On their, yeah, on their communication, you know? And if I don't feel like it's, like, I don't know. If I don't feel, like, welcome by it, then I'm just not going to do it. That's what I feel.
No, that's how I am,
you know
too.
What I mean?
I feel like if you ain't putting no energy behind it, I'm not going to waste my time and try to chase you. I'm going to cut it off and go about my day and find somebody else who's trying to put the energy in with me.
Well, exactly. And that's the if you want thing. So some people interpret that as, like,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, it really,
you know,
just comes,
mean,
down to the nuances of how much, how well you know that person. And how they talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. But, yeah. Okay. It's not really... I just wanted to ask, because I only know, like, 3 boys, so... Thanks. Alright. Do you want to plug anything at all?
Go follow my SoundCloud. At Jiggy J.
Have a really bomb... remix of I'm Upset. All right. Bye.